Vishtabhya, situated. Atmanam, the mind. Atmana, by intelligence. Ajata Shatrum, unto Maharaj Yudhisthira. Pratyuche, began to reply. Prabho, of his master. Pado, feet. Anusmaran, thinking after. Translation. So there's no purport to 36, so I read 37 as well. First he slowly pacified his mind and intelligence, and wiping away his tears and thinking of the feet of his master, Dhritarashtra, he began to reply to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Text 37. Sanjay Uvacha Naham Veda Vyavastitam Pito Vakulanandana Gantaryava Mahabaho Mushitosmi Mahatmavi. Sanjay said, "My dear descendants of the Kuru dynasty, I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. O King, I have been cheated by those great souls." Purport. Please listen attentively. This is a very wonderful purport. That great souls cheat others may be astonishing to know, but it is a fact that great souls cheat others for a great cause. It is said that Lord Krishna also advised Yudhisthira to tell a lie before Dronacharya, and it was also for a great cause. The Lord wanted it, and therefore it was a great cause. Satisfaction of the Lord is the criterion for one who is bona fide, and the highest perfection of life is to satisfy the Lord by one's occupational duty. That is the verdict of Gita and Bhagavatam. Dhritarashtra and Vidura, followed by Gandhari, did not disclose their determination to Sanjay, although he was constantly with Dhritarashtra as his personal assistant. Sanjay never thought that Dhritarashtra could perform any act without consulting him. But Dhritarashtra going away from home was so confidential that it could not be disclosed even to Sanjay. Sanatana Goswami also cheated the keeper of the prison house while going away to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami also cheated his priest and left home for good to satisfy the Lord. To satisfy the Lord, anything is good, for it is in relation with the absolute truth. We also have the same opportunity to cheat the family members, this is Prabhupada speaking, and leave home to engage in the service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Such cheating was necessary for a great cause, and there is no loss for any party in such transcendental fraud. Srila Prabhupada ki, transcendental fraud ki. Om Meganati Mirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vatalam Pangunagate Gurim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurim Dinataranam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we all know this this transcendental plan of Krishna, that how Prabhupada left his family. You know that Prabhupada was away from home, and while he was away, his wife, I think her name was Radharani, right? Is it Radharani? His wife's name? Yeah. So anyway, Radharani, she wasn't very much devotionally inclined. She used to drink tea and talk a lot of prajapa with her friends. So anyway, while Srila Prabhupada was away, that she needed some biscuits to eat with her cups of tea. You know, and so she saw Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and then she thought, I'll trade it in for some biscuits. Seems like a fair deal. You know, so while Prabhupada was away, Radharani, she traded in his Srimad Bhagavatam for some tea biscuits. And then when Prabhupada came home, you know, and found his Bhagavatam missing, he asked her what had happened. She said, I didn't have any biscuits to eat, so I traded your Bhagavatam for some tea biscuits. And then Prabhupada coined the famous statement, it's tea or me. You know, and Radharani thought he was joking. You know, so she said, I choose tea. And then Prabhupada took the opportunity, he saw it as a sign from Krishna to formally accept Vanaprast at the time, and then later, according to the instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur appearing to him in a dream, he then took sannyas in 1959. So there's some wonderful instances of transcendental fraud taking place. In November of 1969, Prabhupada was visiting England and in London, and at that time, Shyamasundara, he was constructing the Burry Place Temple. You know, he had all this really amazing redwood shipped over from America to, like, he made these amazing carvings to decorate the temple. And while Prabhupada was staying in Burry Place, there's one gentleman, one pious Hindu gentleman called Mr. Doyle. And he phoned up the temple and he spoke to Shyamasundara, I believe. And he told Shyamasundara that, you know, I have some Radha Krishna deities I would like to donate to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You know, so Shyamasundara told Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, he said, okay, go and check it out. You know, go and have a look, see if he's you know, speaking the truth. You know, so anyway, Shyamasundara and Tamal Krishna, they went to go and see the deities of Radha and Krishna, and they saw Mr. Doyle, and Then they saw the deities, and then they came back to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, yes, he wants to give them these beautiful Radha Krishna deities to our temple. So Prabhupada said, take me immediately to see Mr. Dwar. So Shyamasundara and Small Krishna, they drove Prabhupada in the van to see Mr. Dwar. And Shyamasundara introduced Prabhupada to Mr. Dwar. And then Prabhupada was talking, inquiring about how his family was, and you know, what his occupation was, and Mr. Dwar was very eager to show Prabhupada the deities. He said, let me show you the deities. And Prabhupada said, no, it's okay. Prabhupada kept the conversation going. And then finally, Mr. Dwar was very too enthusiastic, and the Radha Krishna deities, they were covered with a cloth, and Mr. Dwar, took the cloth off the Radha Krishna deities, and Prabhupada was like, wow, Radha Krishna, very beautiful. And so, at this point, when Prabhupada had darshan of Radha and Krishna, he said to Tamal Krishna, so see how heavy Radharani is, can you pick her up? And so Tamal Krishna, he picked up Radharani and said, yes, Prabhupada, I can lift, not so heavy. And then Prabhupada said to Shyamasundara, pick up Krishna, see if you can pick up Krishna. And Shyamasundara, he picked up Krishna. Bearing in mind, these are they're marble deities, are very heavy, but Small Krishna and Shyamasundara, they understood Prabhupada's mind, what he wanted to do. And so, the Small Krishna and Shyamasundara, they're holding Radha and Krishna in their hands, and Prabhupada said, okay, let's go. And Mr. Dwar, he's a bit flustered, He gets a bit flustered, and then he's like, oh, Swamiji, no, it's okay, we will repair them, and then we will send them to you. And Prabhupada said, no, we can take them, we have a van here. And I say, Shyamasundara and Tamal Krishna, they took Radharani and Krishna into the van, and Mr. Dwar was standing there with his family, just outside his house, and then Prabhupada's driving away, waving to him. So Mr. Dwar's intention was to fix the deities and then obviously try and get some money from Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very intelligent, he could understand. Yes. So they were driving for some time, and then Prabhupada told Shyamasundara to stop the van. And he got out the van and went into the back to have darshan, of Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada said, they're very, very beautiful. And Prabhupada started offering prayers. Govinda Mari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami to Radha and Krishna. And then Prabhupada turns to Tamal Krishna and says, Krishna is very tricky. Then he said that in the battle of in Mahabharata, there were the two generals, Duryodhana and Arjuna. They both went to approach Krishna, to get Krishna on their side. And Krishna has said that whoever when I wake up in the morning, whoever I see first, then I will give them, give them the choice, isn't it, between either Krishna or his army. So And Duryodhan, he thought he was very smart by sitting next to Krishna's head while he was still asleep. So then when Krishna woke up, he thought that he'd see him first. Duryodhan thought that he'd see Krishna would see him first. And Arjuna stood at the feet of Krishna. But yet when Krishna woke up, who did he see first? He saw Arjuna, right? So Duryodhan was tricked in this way. But still, he got what he wanted. He wanted Krishna's army. You know, he thought Arjuna was very stupid for just choosing Krishna when he could have had the opportunity of choosing Krishna's army. But we know in the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Parto Dunadaraha, Tatra Shijava Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruva Nityam Matir Mamata. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, there is certainly victory, extraordinary power, opulence and morality. So, and Prabhupada also said, yes, also in Damodar, you know, Lord Damodar, when Mother Yashoda tried to bind him, you know, she used all the ropes in the house, but yet the rope was still two fingers too short. So, and Prabhupada said, now Krishna has played a great trick on this Hindu society. They have gone to great endeavor, you know, to get these deities carved and shipped over from India. I missed the part that the reason why Mr. Dwyer wanted to donate the deities is because Radharani had a chip in her finger. In that little finger. And I say, and according to tradition and Hindu custom, that one cannot install damaged deities. So that is why he wanted to donate the deities to ISKCON. So, Prabhupada was saying that, yes, they've gone to a great endeavor to ship these deities to England. And now Krishna had his plan in mind that he wanted to come and live in our temple. So, then they took Radha and Krishna back to the temple and burial place, and it just so happened that the altar that Shyamasundara had made Prabhupada had originally had some 17-inch deities, you know, that he was going to install, but the altar that Shyamasundara had made was far too big, you know, and Radha and Krishna that Mr. Dal donated or had stolen from him, then they were the perfect size to fit that altar. You know, so I thought I'd take the opportunity, since Prabhupada also mentioned that Lord Damodar is very tricky as well in not allowing or Yashoda Mayi to bind him with ropes. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to speak a little bit on Damodar Leela. You know, since we have, 12 days left of Kartik? Yeah. And as far as I'm aware, has anyone spoken on Damodar Leela in Bhagavatam class? I haven't heard any. I haven't been to all the classes, but it's in. No? Okay, so what I'll do is I'll read some of the translations, and I'm going to be quoting from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj, and also Brihad Madanga Prabhu, who's the temple president of Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. I'm not sure if he's still there. He's not? He's not anymore. He was when I heard this lecture from him. So, okay. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued. This is from the Bhagavatam. One day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. Okay, so let's take this first sentence. Why was Mother Yashoda churning yogurt? Churn butter for Krishna, yes. But they said the other all the maidservants were engaged in household of other duties, for one. And two, is that Krishna kept on going to the other gopis' houses to steal butter, right? Steal milk products, you know. So Mother Yashoda is thinking that, obviously my maidservants, they're not making good enough milk products for Krishna. You know, so let me do it myself. You know, but we have to understand, Mother Yashoda is a queen. She's the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Queens don't engage in churning butter. You know, but out of like pure praying, pure love for Krishna, since she's engaged in this menial service of churning butter. And so while churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that one of the best ways to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day is to sing poetry, you know, to remember Krishna. And this is what Yashoda Mata was doing. She was singing songs about Krishna. Like, she went to the local kavis and she got poems composed about all of Krishna's activities, you know, killing Putana and Trinabharata. And so this is how Mother Yashoda was remembering Krishna. They're dressed in a saffron yellow sari with a belt tied around her full hips. Mother Yashoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably. Her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body was shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and malati flowers were falling from her hair. So we have to understand that this is transcendental perspiration. It's not like the perspiration that we get from overworking or exercise. You know, where our bodies become sticky and it starts to smell bad. And you know, but Mother Yashoda's perspiration, you know, it's out of pure love for Krishna. You know, this is... And there's a number of instances in this Leela when we hear like malati flowers were falling from her hair. You know, so these flowers, we have to understand that everything in Vrindavan is conscious. It's a fully self-realized being, self-realized soul. You know, so these malati flowers, they were seeing that Mother Yashoda, she is working so hard, you know, let me steal the dust from her lotus feet. You know, so the malati flowers are jumping off her head and trying to steal the dust from her feet. While Mother Yashoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her. And in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. So, when Krishna appeared before Mother Yashoda, that the milk, you know, from Mother Yashoda's breast, yeah, it was thinking that, you know, there's all this yogurt. You know, that Mother Yashoda is churning for Krishna. You know, like, what about me? I better show myself, you know, so I can engage in Krishna's service to satisfy his hunger. And then when Krishna tried churning the, stop preventing Mother Yashoda from churning, you know, it's Radha Govinda Maharaj, he describes it as like, you know, when you're riding a bike really fast and then you suddenly put the brakes on, like, and this day, Krishna, he grabbed hold of the churning rod, you know, and stopped Mother Yashoda from churning like this. Mother Yashoda then embraced Krishna. It said that Krishna, he practically forced himself into Mother Yashoda's lap. And then he jumped up and allowed him to sit down on her lap and began to look upon the face of the Lord with great love and affection. Because of her intense affection, milk was flowing from her breast. But when she saw the milk pan on the oven was boiling over, she immediately left her son to take care of the overflowing milk, although the child was not yet fully satisfied with drinking the milk of his mother's breast. So, this milk that's on the pan, it said that there's one specific group of cows, you know, which graze on a... does anyone know the name of the cows? The group of cows? No? So anyway, there's one specific group of cows, you know, which Nanda Maharaj, he has them feed on the most lush grass in Vrindavan. You know, the grass is so flavorsome, you know, that it actually flavors the milk. Yeah? And so there's this milk that's on the pan. This is this special milk, you know, that's from the best milk for Krishna. You know, and the milk, yeah, you know, it's seeing Krishna is being fed, you know, by Mother Yashoda. You know, so the milk on the pans, thinking like, what's the point in me living? You know, like I've got no use now. You know, I might as well just end my life. You know, therefore I'm just going to jump in the fire. You know, so the milk's boiling up and is going to jump in the fire. Mother Yashoda, she sees there's a devotee going to commit suicide. You know, so she puts Krishna down to save the milk because it's the best milk, and also because it's a devotee. You know, she doesn't want to see a devotee get hurt. So, and Prabhupada explains in the purport there that Krishna, he inspires a true devotee on how to prioritize their service. You know, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pratipurvakam Dadami Buddha Yogam Tam Yanamam Ubhyanti Te. That to those who are constantly engaged in my devotional service, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. And so Krishna inspired Mother Yashoda to first see to the milk, just to. And in being very angry and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna, with false tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurt with a piece of stone. He then entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. I'll just read this short purport by Prabhupada. It is natural that when a child becomes angry, he can begin crying with false tears in his eyes. So Krishna did this, and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, he broke the pot with a stone, entered a room, and began to eat the freshly churned butter. Mother Yashoda was taking down the hot milk from the oven. Mother Yashoda, after taking down the hot milk from the oven, returned to the churning spot. And when she saw that the container of yogurt was broken and that Krishna was not present, she concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. Krishna at that time was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Yashoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. When Lord Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis tried to catch him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they failed to reach him. But Mother Yashoda, thinking that the same personality of Godhead Krishna to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. While following Krishna, Mother Yashoda, her thin waist overburdened by her heavy breasts, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna, very swiftly, her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. So it said that when the flowers in the hair, in this instance, that they saw how much endeavor Yashoda was trying to capture Krishna. So the flowers were thinking, oh, we're weighing her down. You know, so she can't catch, so let's get her, jump off her head, so she'll be lighter and be able to capture Krishna. When called by Mother Yashoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw that he was crying. His tears mixed with the black ointment around his eyes, and as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. Mother Yashoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. So Srila Prabhupada points out that actually it is not that Mother Yashoda was binding Krishna for chastising him. She was binding him for because he saw that he was restless and she didn't want him to leave the house. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, he is all-pervading. Because he is not under the influence of the elements of time, for him there is no difference between past, present and future. He exists in his own transcendental form at all times, being absolute, beyond relativity. He is free from distinctions between cause and effect, although he is the cause and effect of everything. That unmanifested person, who is beyond the perception of the senses and had now appeared as a human child, and Mother Yashoda, considering him her own ordinary child, bound him to a wooden mortar with a rope. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance to the width of two fingers. Thus she bought another rope to join to it. This new rope was also short by a measurement of two fingers, and when another rope was joined to it, it was still two fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. So it says that these two fingers, they represent, one is the endeavor of the devotee, and two is Krishna's mercy. Now it's only by these two things can Krishna be bound. Thus Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, yet but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Here we go. The endeavor from Mother Yashoda. We can take example from this. You know, we have to work so hard, you know, to show Krishna that how much we actually want to love him. You know, and then Krishna's mercy. You know, he finally allowed her to bind him. O Maharaj Pariksit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva nor even the Goddess of Fortune who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from the material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators to those striving from self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. While Mother Yashoda was very busy with household affairs, the Supreme Lord Krishna, observing twin trees known as the Yamal Arjun, which in the former millennium had been the demigod sons of Kuvera. In their former birth, these two sons, known as Nalakuva and Manigriva, were extremely opulent and fortunate, but because of pride and false prestige, they did not care about anyone, and thus Narada Muni cursed them to become trees. Sri Damodar Ki Jai. So there's two other points I just want to mention about this Damodar Leela. One is that how this Leela is connected to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. That Lord Chaitanya, you know, we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita that after Lord Krishna left this earth, you know, he was thinking that it has been such a long time since I bestowed pure devotional service upon the pure love of God upon the residents of planet Earth. You know, and so I will come and I will make the whole world dance and inundate everyone with love of God. So Lord Chaitanya, he is meditating on Damodar Leela, thinking, looking for inspiration on how to spread the holy name. And so he is meditating on Mother Yashoda, is churning the butter. You know, and we know that in the spiritual world that, you know, every word is a song and every step is a dance. You know, so Mother Yashoda, she's churning the butter, yeah, and the bangles on her wrists, you know, they're making melodious sounds. It's like cartels. You know, and the churning rod, you know, is making a thumping sound on the side of the churning pot. You know, and so Lord Chaitanya, he thought, ah, cartels and mridanga. That is how I'll spread this Sankirtan movement. And so Damodar Leela is also related to Lord Chaitanya's spreading of the Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. And I was just reading last night a very sweet description of Sanatana Goswami's commentary on Dhammadarasakam called the Dig Darshan, that he was saying that we hear about Krishna's sharp-shaped earrings swinging to and fro in the first verse of Dhammadarasakam. And it said that of all Krishna's ornaments, these are the most fortunate, you know, because they are constantly kissing the cheeks of Krishna. And that the earrings, they are always glistening, you know, because they are always coming in contact with the bodily effulgence of the Lord. That's why they're always glistening. It said that, you know, Krishna, he beautifies the ornaments that he wears. It's not the ornaments beautify Krishna. He beautifies the ornaments that he wears. You know? So it's very, these are some very wonderful meditations which we can meditate on for the next 12 days of Kartik. Actually, not just Kartik, all the time. Anyway, I'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Or yes, Prabhu. I heard it from my godbrother, Kaila Tirthaprabhu. I'll have to ask him where he got it. I'm sure it's bona fide if it's coming from him. Where he was asked what the reference was for the flowers falling from or jumping off of the shoulders. Yeah?
Okay. How they were feeling that they were, the first they thought that they were not qualified to be in Mother Yashoda's care.
aspiration. I heard that was from a lecture that Brihad Mardangapur gave, the ex-temple president of Krishna Balaraman. I'm not sure where he got that reference from. Anything else? Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Rajinitai Gaur